Okay, this is my very first shaving cream and shower podcast. You know, I get very chatty. I like to think when I'm shaving my head, but the first thing we're going to do is I'm getting ready for bed. I mean, I probably won't go to sleep for many hours because I just got home from work a little while ago. But I'm just testing this new little thing out that I wanted to try. I actually found a pair of headphones that I've never used before. I'm not using them right now. But, turn the water off, I'm getting ready to brush my teeth. I'm not using them right now, but I found them, so I was able to adjust the level. So I'm just kind of feeling this out here. You know, this microphone I have, the Yeti Blackout Edition. So here I'm going to brush my teeth, fill up some water in the cup, and we're going to have a little shave and a chat. I'm going to brush my teeth first. Get a little sip of water. Oh yeah. I have really great teeth, you guys. I was saying I have really great teeth. The dentist loved me. Every time I go to the dentist, they love me. And I gotta thank my parents for giving me braces when I was like when I was in third or fourth grade. I had them for about 4 years. Nothing like a nice, clean, glistening smile. This says a lot about a person. When you have a good smile and take good care of your teeth. I've been very fortunate to have a very nice smile my whole life. I've got really good teeth, but aside from having braces put on, I've always taken great care of my teeth. There's two things that you got to do. This is what my parents taught me. Always take good care of your teeth. Always go to your dentist appointment. Some people don't go for like 15, 20 years at a time. Go to your dentist appointment every 6 months and get your eyes checked at least once a year so you don't have anything creep up on you. All right, now we're going to start shaking the shaving cream. And by the way, I use Barbasol Original. We can talk about the stealth downsizing another time, because now a can is 7 ounces. Used to be about 12 or 13. Of course, the price didn't change. Why would it? That would be too fair. So I stopped by CVS on my way home from work, and of course, naturally as the way things work, they were out of my razors. I like to use Gillette Fusion. Not the power razors. I can't stand power razors for my face. I've got a nice beard, so I'm gonna edge it up and shave my head tonight. I like having a shaved head. Once in a while I grow my hair, I give myself a mohawk, let that come in. I've got great hair. See, I don't shave my head because I'm balding or anything. That's so far from the truth. I have amazing hair, absolutely amazing hair. In fact, when I've grown my hair out, I've gotten many compliments about it. But tonight we're gonna shave it. Because it's time. So what I'm doing now is I'm wetting my head. And I don't know why some people are fascinated by people that can shave their own head. I can't tell you how many people I've met over the years. Like, wow, you shave your own head? It's so smooth. There's no marks. How do you do that? It's like a magic trick to them. I just don't get it. But whatever. Same thing. The way I look at it, like when I see people braid hair, like with ponytails in or all these crazy little loop-de-doos or whatever they do with hair, I'm amazed. I could sit down for weeks or years and never be able to make a ponytail. Because I've never had long hair, but I still couldn't do it even if I had long hair. All right, so first step in making a great shaved head or having a great shave, is you gotta wet the hair. See, the hair can't be dry. I can't stand it when I see people shave their head or their face with no water or shaving cream. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me, you guys. So, let me turn the water off so we can get that water sound out of here. Maybe this is a little late and I'm sorry for you guys, but I'm applying all the shaving cream now. Oh, I love Barbasol. Best shaving cream ever. I don't care what anybody says. These gels and stuff people use. I mean, everybody has their own flavor, so to speak. But I really like Barbasol. I think it's because it's just old school. It reminds me of Halloween. It's also really great on your skin. Some of these other ones are loaded with all kinds of fragrances and stuff. This is very plain Jane. When I think of shaving cream, I think of Barbasol. So really, this razor I have, I only get about 2 uses out of each Gillette Fusion razor. And that's another thing, I got a bone to pick about that. Depending on where you go, it's anywhere between like $19 and $23 for 4 razors. Now, yes, if you buy them in bulk, it's more, or you get more for less. But I don't want to drop 50 or 60 bucks to get like 20 razors. You know what I mean? Even though it's in my best interest to, I just can't bring myself to do it. It's also very important too. This is kind of like mowing the lawn. All right? When people mow their grass and they bag it, and they don't empty the grass, say like every like down and back, if it's real thick, that drives me absolutely insane. The same thing when people shave their head. You know, when I see people shave their head and they don't wash the razor off after going 1 or 2 strokes or like a full path from like the back of your head to the front, that drives me nuts because that's not the right way to shave. Now that might work for them, but they also, when they're done, they usually have a chewed up head. Okay, very important to use a clean razor. Very important. That will mean the difference between a wonderful hair shave. That'll mean the difference between a wonderful noggin when you're done, or one that just doesn't look like, you know, looks like somebody, you know, took a power tool to it or a power saw. At the back of it, I usually do I start from like the back, all the way back, but like I would say the middle of my head and come forward. And then I go up all the way from my neck to get the rest of it. It's the best method for me. I'm always interested to see how people shave their head. I work with some people. Actually, I work with quite a few guys that shave their head. I've talked to a few of them. Not like I strike up a conversation. Hey man, how do you shave your head? I don't do anything like that. But I am interested in the way people do it. Another thing you gotta do, the very important, see, this is very important, you guys. If you guys don't know anything else about shaving your head today, besides getting a great can of shaving cream, you've gotta snap the hair out against the sink to get all the little hairs that are getting built up under the razor, because that's gonna ruin the shave. It's not gonna come out that good. Or you're gonna miss spots more frequent. It's just like compared to lawn mowing. It's no different than when somebody goes out and cuts wet grass. What the hell are you doing cutting wet grass for? It's gonna get stuck under the bottom. It's gonna, the lawnmower is gonna feel about 400 pounds heavier. Oh yeah. When people cut grass, man, and they don't make a nice line or go over the edge that they meant, just, see, listen, if you got, let's say you got a 30 inch cut, right? And you go down, you gotta overlap the one that you just came down. Otherwise you're gonna have grass sticking up. Oh man, I can't stand it. That is just too much for me to bear. I've always loved cutting lawns, mainly with a push mower. We never had a rider. We did until I was about 3. And then it broke. It was way too expensive to fix, so we never got it fixed. I think we sold it or gave it away, and we always had push mowers ever since. And then when I grew up and bought my own house, I also had a push mower. I love cutting grass. Not enough to make it a living, but I love doing my own property when I had a house. All right, so we just did the first pass. Now what's the first pass? The first pass is, by the way, I'm sorry if the water's running and it's kind of drowning out a little bit, or it sounds annoying, but that's, I don't like turning it on or off. It just helps me think, I guess. You know, and like a nice clean sink. All right, so now we finished the first, basically we cut the lawn, okay? Now we have some grass clippings that maybe we missed a round root or a tree stump or something. So now we wet our head again. Can't wait to see how this turns out. Oh yeah. That is the sound of Butte here. Let's listen to it in quiet. Shh, everybody quiet. Oh, that is just music to my ears, man. All right, so we're gonna put more shaving cream on. Gonna make sure we save enough to edge my beard up. Nothing worse than running out of shaving cream right in the middle of it's almost like brain surgery. Right in the middle of it. No one running out of it. All right, so now I covered my whole head up again. I look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from the ears up. All right? Just like Ghostbusters. What did you do, Ray? Ray, what did you think of? It's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. The Michelin Man. Only can eat it. All right, so we just put more shaving cream on. We're gonna go around everything and kind of just make sure we didn't miss anything. And again, it's always important to use warm or hot water. You want the blade as flexible as possible. Okay, at least I do. Again, if you know somebody, I want to hear about it. If you guys know somebody, show them this podcast episode. What are we gonna call this episode? How about mowing the lawn? Yes, you guys have got it. Mowing the lawn with shaving cream. That'll get everybody's attention. Guarantee you, there's no podcast out there like that. Hey, he's mowing the lawn with shaving cream. What's that mean? I don't know. Let me tune in and listen. All right. And by the way, I have a very loyal listener, one of my first listeners ever, of somebody I didn't know, was from Mountain View, California. And if that's you listening, just send me an email. I am so curious who's listening to me out there, because that, to my understanding, is the home of Google, where they have one of their main offices. It's kind of like the Silicon Valley in California, or Mountain View. And also, I believe, Apple is out there, and I think some others. So I'm really interested to see who's listening to me. And also, Seattle, big shout out to Seattle. When I ended 2019, I got my stats for my podcast. In Seattle, I had my biggest group of fans. I'm also extremely big in Vietnam, just about everywhere in Asia. Tokyo, which is amazing to me. Tokyo's cool. I think of Tokyo as like a fancier New York City. I've never been to Tokyo. I'd love to go there sometime. And you know one thing? I'll tell you, there's one thing that I thought this was funny. When I was growing up as a kid, you know, we had Nintendo and stuff like that. But if we had Super Mario, they were already on Mario like 50 in Tokyo, in Japan. And I was like, man, what are those levels must be like? You've got to be insane. All right, so we finished. I'm pretty much done here with my head. One time I had a brand new razor and I was in a hurry. Oh my God. And I went all the way from the back of my neck, all the way up to the middle, almost to the fourth of my forehead. Well, not my forehead, but to the front part of my head. And then I felt like this tapping on my back. I'm like, man, what the heck is that? So, as luck would have it, of course, when I'm in a rush, you never want to be in a rush when you're shaving your head. Or the edge of your face or your beard, it never turns out well. I'm talking from much experience with the whole thing. Don't be in a hurry, because it never pans out. It was so bad, it looked like a crime scene. I was waiting for the Forensic Files voice guy to just start talking. That's how bad it looked. That's how bad everything looked. All right, so I did my whole head. I flipped the razor over my edge, right up by my, you know what, maybe I'll put a picture on my website. I don't think you guys know what I look like. Maybe I'll show you. Maybe I won't. I don't know, we'll see. I like keeping it a mystery kind of. So like I'm just a voice out there. There's something really cool about listening to somebody before you actually see them. I've always been fascinated by that, how you formulate. You know, you basically image or map somebody's face and maybe their appearance out in your mind based on their voice. That's always been extremely fascinating to me. There's something about it, I just can't quite put my finger on it. It's almost like playing Guess Who, I guess, a little bit. All right, so I've got everything here. Let's see, I don't feel any more little strips on my head anywhere. Okay, I think I got every hair imaginable. Okay, yep, I think I did a good job here, you guys. I've only done it a couple thousand times. All right, so, perfect. One more little spot. Okay. All right, now, so we got that out of the way. Just dry my hands off. Perfect. Okay. Now, we have to start up under the edge of my beard. So, I wet my whole beard like this. It makes it much easier. Again, please don't be one of those people that shaves with no water. I mean, if you're in a bind, I guess, but you're gonna just destroy your face. And it's gonna be very painful, especially if any hair growth at all. You know, more than the stubble, more than the sandpaper, forget it, it's game over. All right, oh yeah, there we go. All right, now, the signature sound. A Barbasol shaving cream. Oh, I love that sound. All right, so now I put it under the edge of my beard. Mm-hmm. Just like so. Oh, yeah. I like shaving. Gotten very good at it. Okay, put a little here. Okay. Now we wipe it off our hands. I always use an excessive amount of shaving cream. But it's only like $2 or $3 for a nice can. It lasts me a long time, so whatever. Now we're gonna go underneath my beard and edge it up. Getting the line, when you first start out shaving, okay, the line is the most important thing. I don't care what anybody says, you gotta have a good line. Because everything else grows from that. And if you don't have a good line, you might as well just throw the towel in and start over. Ah, hell. Look at that. That's coming out so good. Mm-hmm. All right. Get that there a little bit. Get underneath it. Mm-hmm. There we go. I gotta keep the sink running, you guys. It might be a little distracting, but it leads to a nice clean razor, which ultimately leads to a beautiful shave. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And there we go. Get a good line started, and it's all downhill. Makes it much easier. And then once you get the hair off, then you go through and flip the razor over and edge it. Getting the edge can be tricky, but I've learned over the years, once you get a nice beard going, you can kind of press it up against it like a fence, and it'll stop. But you don't want to go too hard because you'll actually go right into the hair, and then you'll have to start all over with your beard. That's an absolute nightmare. And it takes a lot of waiting to get a nice beard again. Mm-hmm. There we go. One more pass over the back of my head. Make sure I don't leave any. There's a couple of angles that are kind of tough for me. But I've been able to figure them out over the years. There's also something that's very mysterious to me. Like right now, I'm feeling my head, and it's super smooth. Like Vin Diesel. But then I'll get in the shower and a little strip will magically appear, like not even that long, just enough where you could just, like, it's maybe like a centimeter. See, like right now I don't feel it, but after I apply shampoo, I might. So that's kind of like, what is that like? I don't really know, it's like a magic trick. All right, I think I'm finally done. I think I'm ready for the shower now. Yep. Just want to make sure I don't leave anything out of here. Oh man, I love a good shape. Okay. So there we have it. By the way, when you're done with the razor, one practice I like to get into is like kind of blowing the water out of the razor blades. It'll extend the life of the razor blade, but it will also, take my towel here, clean up this water a little bit. You can't shave without making a mess. I don't care what anybody says. You just can't do it. Then you take the towel, go around the sink like this, just like that. You lift some of the stuff up that might have water under the edges of it, like the little bottle of shaving cream. Make everything nice and dry, just like you didn't even do it. Now I sound like Bob Ross. Just take that paintbrush and just kind of make a little stroke like this, and you'll just have a magical scene of mountains and trees in the wintertime. Okay. All right, so there we have it. That's the shaving of the head. Now, I'm going to take a shower, and we'll talk in the shower. Let me see how everything's coming out. Okay. Yep, that's looking good there. All right, perfect. Now, we're going to go in here to another place I like to be. Love water. Love the shower. But tonight, I bought some Paul Mitchell. Oh, wait, you guys. I'm telling you, if you guys never tried this out, you got to try it. Paul Mitchell Tea Tree Special Shampoo. It's a little pricey, but let me tell you something. It is unbelievable how well you great you feel after this. Oh man, I just love this stuff. All right, getting all the shaving cream all up. Get a nice shower in. You know, sometimes I look up these exotic showers, bathtubs, and jacuzzis, like on Google, and share them with my friends, because there's some amazing showers out there. I like showers that are like kind of the open floor plan, so to speak. Now, Pat, what's that mean? Well, explain it. The open floor plan, when you have a shower, is like basically no curtain. Really a curtain. So like it's just a huge area. So big that water won't even get to like the areas where somebody walks or the bedroom floor or whatever. You don't even need a curtain. So you basically walk out of your bed, wake up, walk out of the bed, go brush your teeth, and then just walk to the shower with no curtain. I think that's cool. Oh, I've also seen some amazing showers inside log cabins, like in the mountains and stuff. They're absolutely gorgeous. All right, so now we're going to apply the shampoo to the little scrunchy thing in the shower here. And this, oh yeah, this shampoo is so good. Paul Mitchell Tea Tree Special Shampoo. It's basically like rubbing mint. Like mint with suds all over your body. It's awesome. And you feel so fresh when you're done. So clean and crisp. Just an awesome shampoo. But it's so stupidly expensive. You can get the combo packs on Amazon. Let me see, I'll tell you how big this one is. Just a second. Plus, this stuff feels the best. After a fresh shave, you feel like you know what you feel like? You feel like, did you ever have, oh, what's that stuff, man? What's that real minty stuff? It's not a mint. Oh, what the heck is it called? Noxema? No. Can't remember what it's called, but you'll catch my drift. The way your body feels is how your mouth would feel after a really strong mint. What your whole body feels like. So when like you're moving around and stuff, after your shower, when you're drying off,
was absolutely amazing. I mean, you could tell which way the wind's moving, even if it's totally still outside.
Especially with a fresh shaved head. Plus two, if you get into a nice, clean, cool bed. Maybe you've got the central air on. Got your bed, nice cool covers. You get in there with fresh pillows. Oh my God, there's nothing like it. Especially if you're using this shampoo. You're having a fresh shaved head. Oh yeah. And by the way, some people think it's weird. I've been doing this forever. They're like, why do you buy shampoo if you don't have any hair? Because I still like the shampoo. I still love smelling good. And, you know, shampoo my beard and my face at the same time. It's great. Nothing like it, man. I'm telling you. Oh yeah. I'm going to feel so good. You guys are going to know how good I feel when I get out of here. I'm trying off. Because we'll talk about it a little bit. And we'll be able to maximize the shower and shave experience right here on the Duba Show. By the way, spread the message. How much you love these podcasts. My numbers are really going up for the amount of minutes that I have. There's people that share, I was really shocked. I mean, I'm just doing better and better every time I make one. I want to thank all my listeners. People that are telling everybody about the show or downloading it. You know, maybe you listen to me while you're getting ready for bed. Maybe you're waiting while you're picking the kids up at school. Whatever it is. You can do it at your own leisure. That's what's so great about it. That's why you're never going to catch me doing a live broadcast, you guys. Because what's the point? A live broadcast might work out great for me in my course of the day. But it might not be for you. So there's no sense in me doing it live because you'll listen whenever you want. Just like me. I do a lot of listening at night. I love doing things at night. Especially when it comes to broadcast, podcast, we'll do it anytime. But I'm much more active at night when it comes to talking on the radio. I mean, I talk all the time, but if I'm going to be on the radio or podcast, I've always been a night person to do it because I was a big fan of Art Bell. Art Bell was one of the most legendary radio hosts you'll ever listen to. I used to listen to Art Bell. I still listen to him. He passed away a couple years ago. Coast to Coast AM. Look that up on the internet. Great, great broadcast show. Comes on late at night, like after 1 o'clock in the morning. It's usually from like 1:05 or 1:06 in the morning until about 5 a.m. I've got like 600-700 affiliates last I looked. So, Art Bell, amazing. Phil Henry, another great one. Lefty. Tom Likas, a whole bunch of others. All right, I think we're done. So, one of the things I like to do after I take a scalding hot shower, right now it looks like the rose and the mist in here. I didn't turn my fan on to suck all the hot air out for the steam. So, now I'm gonna switch to cold. Oh yeah. Now the mint feeling on your skin, woo, babe. Oh, it's intensified by about 1,000. Oh, I don't even know if I can. That's too cold. I'm gonna fall in there. Whew, that was too cold for me. Oh, I made that lever go down a little bit too low. Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. That's what I call Mr. Clean. I mean, I guess if I can't go swimming right now anywhere, because 99% of the world doesn't function at night, like the YMCA or, you know, any pools or something, or the springs. I guess I just have to take showers here. Okay, so we are officially done.
drip dry for a couple of seconds. Some people want to stand in the shower for like 5 minutes. That's just stupid. Just embrace the cold as soon as you open up the curtain. It's like a blast of cold air. Oh, my head looks so good. So does my beard. I could, you know, I'm not going to grace the cover of a magazine on the newsstands or anything like that anytime soon. Well, I might. But that doesn't give you any excuse not to have a great shave. Oh, yeah. And again, if you guys know anybody that shaves their head without water, like a dry shave, oh, I can't say enough about it. Have them write me. I'll interview them. I'll pick their brain about it because it's almost like the seventh wonder of the world. It's right below the pyramids. You got how everybody wonders how the pyramids were built, and then right below that, you got a picture of somebody that likes to shave their head without water or shaving cream. That's no different than somebody that likes warm Bud Light at room temperature, as far as I'm concerned. All right, you guys, perfect. All dried off. Whew. I feel so good. All right, so now, let me just get my eyes all dry. There we go. Love this. You know what that is? Q-tips. Got a nice dry ear. I like wet ears if I can avoid it. I don't mind it when I'm swimming. But I don't know if I'm gonna relax after a shower. You know what I mean? And then get a nice cold drink. Now, out of the shower, I'm gonna put a little. See, it's nice. You get out of the shower, you know, it's got a nice clean sink, and you feel crisp. Feel nice and crisp. Crisp. Oh, yeah. We're not done yet. We're almost out of the woods. But there's one more final thing that we have to do. Hold on a second. Okay. So, the final step to complete this whole mission that we're on. Now I use some aftershave cologne. Now I like to use Aqua Velva. It's only like $3 or $4. You can find it at any CVS, Walmart, whatever. But it's so, this stuff just will light your head on fire. But then you know you got a good shave and all the little pores are cleaned out. Here we go. Oh, man. Oh, that hurts. Woo. Can you guys feel that sting? Because it's so bad. I got enough to go around for everybody right now. This is very important. This is a very important process right here. Because if you don't do this to your neck, looks like I just had hot sauce, you guys. If you don't do this to your neck and your head, all that hard work that you just did, you can kiss that goodbye. All right. Whew. You just got to embrace the burn. All right. It's temporary. Only lasts about a minute. Maybe a little more, depending on what kind of brand you use. There we go. Wash my hands off. And there you have it, you guys. Send me an email, podcast@hubashow.com. podcast@hubashow.com. Tell people about my podcast. Share it on your social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That would be wonderful. I really appreciate that. And also, too, visit me on the web at hubashow.com. hubashow.com. Thank you.